In the process, he discovered that when motivating volunteers, the traditional pay-per-performance model can actually be worse than not paying people at all. In the past, economists have been skeptical about running controlled field experiments. For an experiment to be valid, everything else but the item under investigation has to be held constant. This is how researchers test their theories. If they want to determine whether Diet Coke causes cancer in rats, they will hold other things equal and only vary the amount of Diet Coke consumed. Same air, same light, same type of rat. For years, economists believed that there was no possible way to perform such tests in the real world because they could not easily control other important factors. But in reality, the economic world is not a chemistry test tube. There are billions of people and thousands of firms. At odds with received economic wisdom, we will show that if you have dirtiness, that is, if you are looking at the way things work in an uncontrolled, quirky, real world, then randomized field experiments yield real answers. In fact, field experiments have become one of the most important empirical innovations in decades. Our methodology permits us not only to measure something that is happening, but also to ascertain why it happens. We offer examples of the way our methodology can solve many of the world's most vexing economic problems, including the following. 1. Why, in most modern economies, do women still earn less than men for equal work and occupy fewer of the top management positions? 2. Why are some people charged more than others for products and services? Why do people discriminate against one another? And how can we get them to stop and avoid it ourselves? 3. Despite the fact that the United States spends far more on public education than most other developed countries, the high school dropout rate is higher than 50% in some places. Do expensive, faddish educational programs make any difference at all? How can we close the education gap between rich and poor students?